live, Yara. It's a podcast. It's pre-recorded.
Oh, I saw the counting going down, and I thought it was, like, live, or I was doing, like, New Year's Eve, you know?
Or do you want to just like say that. Happy New Year's for fun? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.
You are listening to the one-stop place for all things RuPaul's Drag Race. We got Yara Sofia in the building celebrating New Year's today. You don't want to miss this one because her hips and lips don't lie, baby. Oh no, Yara Sofia is in the building, the recently departed from All Stars 6. How are you feeling? Are your lips lying? Are your hips lying? Are your tits lying?
I mean, I feel amazing. It's like, this is my third time. So, if they invite me again, I'm going to have more fun than ever, you know? Because that's in true. The beginning, you know, when you made the show, it's like you're so stressed. You don't know about making. Well, you used to make TV. I didn't. So it was like so scary for me.
Yeah.
But I said this author, I'm just going to have fun.
Well, that's what you have to do, because if you're not having fun, then what the fuck is it for? But they say third time is the charm. So what is the charm that you got out of being on All Star 6?
Well, I got to finally show, like, the new fans and, you know, the new, like, wave of young people that have more access now. I remember, like, I'm from season 3, so back in the day, we didn't even have Instagram.
That's crazy. So, I couldn't even imagine not having Instagram while
that was just a new thing. Hashtag changed from pound key to hashtag.
The shift 3 turned from a pound key to a hashtag when you were on.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And then also now we're going to call it hashtag. All right.
So are you telling me that you got pounded so hard you got turned into a hashtag?
I thought it was a PG-13 interview. I mean, it's with you. You make TV for kids. So I thought it was like PG-13. Jesus.
I was honestly convinced that you had no idea who I was today. So that's good.
Oh, girl, no. Listen. Listen. When we were filming, you won for that. Like, that time that we were filming.
Oh,
I was so happy. And then in that one of the confessional, I said, I got to be in the top. Because you know what? I mean, I'm the Latin queen here. And it would be so cute, you know, to have this bitch from Canada and the other bitch. You know what I'm saying? So
we
in the frame.
Been reigning queens together.
And then it's like this fucking bitch gorgeous from, God, I don't know how to say it like correctly, but well, you have like family from Guyana, right?
Guyana, yeah, I did it. Yara Sofia, did you just get eliminated this week just so you could finally meet me? Is that what happened? You sabotage yourself just to meet?
I'm Clairvoyant, so I sometimes see the future. So I was always looking forward to it, you know.
Well, I'm so excited that you're here because you are just as chaotic as I am. Now, take me back to when they asked you to be on All Stars. What was your reaction?
Really?
Well, is that what you said? Really?
Well, I mean, you have to put like your mind where I was. You know, it was COVID, and it was like everybody was in quarantine, so you're bored, and then. I mean, I got super more excited, you know, because I was like, girl, you know, quarantine was like, yeah. So it was like, I'm going to get out of this house, whatever. So it was more exciting than ever.
I'm so excited for you. I'm also just so excited to see you on TV again, like watching these episodes week to week. You're funny. You're chaotic. You don't give a shit. You're just there to have a good time. I love that.
I mean, exactly. But when it comes to All Stars, well, season 1, they put me in 10th. And then this All Stars, it has an I have a disadvantage, you know, because I always talk to everybody, you know. I don't have frenemies or, like, I just talk to everybody. And it has in a disadvantage because, you know, the queens vote the other, whoever gets eliminated, you know. So I was the only one from season three. And so I was scared about that, you know.
You were scared. You had some fears.
Oh, yeah. No, but I was scared because, you know, people vote you off in this All-Stars.
Yeah,
so,
it's a survivor.
Exactly. So you have to sometimes play the fake so the other queens don't pick your lipstick. Understand what I'm going. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But they picked your fucking lipstick. The lipstick was chosen.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But we'll get like, to that. We are going to dive into the drama. We're just two girls having fun. You know, you're are you still performing as Shakira at Piranha right now?
Well, yeah, I normally do. Honestly, that's my safe card. But the thing with Shakira is, like, I do it so, like, easily because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And it's, like, easy for me. It's, like, Jessica Wilde always tell me, he's like, girl, you are Shakira. So it was a weird challenge. I love Shakira. And yes, I still do Shakira.
Well, we will talk about Shakira. I love Shakira so much, and I love her halftime show, but we'll get there. Now, episode 4 of All Stars, season 6.
Yes.
We're coming off the elimination of Silky Nutmeg Ganache, and as the votes are revealed, we see how close it was between Akira and Silky. Yara, why did you send home Silky, and why do you think it was so close between the two of them?
Because Silky was, like, meh, like, blah. Like, she didn't have lines, and then she let the other bitches steal her lines, you know? And then you gotta push it, because this is a competition, so we have big personalities, and then in a group challenge, I mean, it's gonna be a fight, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna do this, the other one wanna do this, and they want the spotlight, and I want the best line, and then she got, like, 3 lines, and then Akira took 1, and it was, like, she only had, like, 2, and I was like, wow, you should fight for it, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'll be like, girl, that's my line. And you know what? Just for the intention for stealing my line, I'm gonna steal one of yours. You gotta, it's really fast and it's not too much time. So you gotta push yourself to have, like, to shine, you know?
You have to push yourself to shine.
That's the
takeaway here. Yara is just saying that you have to push yourself to shine, because if you don't shine, someone else is going to shine. Now,
exactly.
What the fuck? Why is Jan so in denial about being in the bottom? What's that about?
Well, I really, like, I think she doesn't, I mean, respectfully, I say she's amazing. She is, I mean, I thought in the first week she was winning the challenge.
Right.
I mean, she was amazing. But you have to understand that when you go to Drag Race or any competition, you are not the judge. So you sign up to be judged by these certain people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she constantly disagrees with the decision. But that's what you sign up for. You know what I'm saying?
It seems to be, I mean, like,
you can put
problem.
Exactly. So that's what I always say. Enjoy what you do, because you never know, you know? I'm not going to be like, I'm going to do this because the judge is going to love this. But, girl, are you enjoying it? I mean, everybody wants to win, but at the end of the day, they decide who wins and who is in the bottom, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to show up to Drag Race and have a drink.
And
just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And start some drama, stir up some shit. And then go home.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you put a lot of effort and we give you that. And it's a lot of sacrifices, you know? But she takes it very hard when the decision don't go in her favor, you know?
Ah, sore loser.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to go to this competition with two backs, you know?
Yeah, Exactly. Now, y'all start rehearsals for the halftime show. Now, we're like, do you love the Super Bowl as much as I do?
I love Super Bowl. Well, I don't like the Super Bowl.
Well,
like,
the
I don't
halftime
like
show, the halftime show, the halftime show, the halftime show.
Yeah, I like the middle part.
Nah, me too. I remember I was so excited that you were doing Shakira because Shakira and J-Lo's halftime is my favorite. Like, I'm just starting to perform live again here in Canada, and I'm about to go on a UK and a US tour. I hope I get to see you on the road. And I do the J-Lo Super Bowl mix because it's so exciting to me. I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
I wanted to do J-Lo, though, because, like I was saying about Shakira, it's like I love her so much. I don't know how to say it, how to say this so you can understand, but I'm such a big fan that sometimes it gets in my head when I do her because I don't want to disappoint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like you're successful at what you do, so you're a perfectionist.
I was going for J-Lo, but somebody took it, so.
Who?
Well, before the competition, they asked us to pick one, and then they already took J-Lo, and then I tried to switch it up because the one who picked J-Lo was Serena Chacha. But they didn't let me because they have to do the recording of the singing part.
Yeah.
So they didn't let me do J-Lo. But I love Shakira, like I said. Like, it's easy for me. But I didn't want to do, like, something easy. And more than Shakira, it's not like Madonna or Fergie or Lady Gaga. You know, there's costume and visual thing. You know?
So
Shakira is more humble.
I want to talk a little bit about Shakira being humble and you knowing exactly what you want and how you want to do it and when you want to do it. Because your rehearsals with Jamal, like, can you describe them in one word for me?
Okay. It was, well, I don't have one word. I have, like, five.
Okay, give me five.
Okay. I mean, it was kind of stressful, though, because the thing is, like, it's not about me learning the choreo. And remember, this is, I mean, we film a lot of hours, and then sometimes they don't show the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he taught me the choreo. I learned it. And then I'm always clowning around and whatever. And you can ask this to the other girls, and it's true. Like, when he was rehearsing another girl, I was in the back doing belly dancing, like I always do Shakira, because I didn't want to say, oh, Shakira do this and Shakira do that when he was rehearsing me. You know what I'm saying? So when the second time that we rehearsed, he said to me, he said, I saw you, like, dancing. He changed the choreo. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I learned his choreo, but then he saw me, like, dancing more belly dancing, so he tried to incorporate that.
Okay, so it was a collaborative effort. It wasn't like you were running the rehearsals.
And then he was asking me, I said, so what you do if you are Shakira? I mean, because I saw you, like, doing belly dancing, and you know more belly dancing than I do. That's what happened, but they didn't show it, like, the whole thing. And it looks like, oh no, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that.
But it's good to know what you want to do, because
exactly.
You're also in front of all the girls and they're watching you. So did you feel that pressure while they were watching you?
Yes, a lot.
Ooh. Are you the type of girl to get into your head?
I think my head gets into me.
What does that even mean?
I'm just kidding. No, it was no, yeah, kind of, because
no, yes, kind of,
yeah. I don't know how to, I mean, yeah, it's scary because, honestly, I'm not a rehearsal person. I mean, I have to have, like, a wig or something, and I didn't want to look, like, crazy on TV, but I'm like, pink. I don't like to fake it. I mean, if we're going to do it, I have to feel like, I don't know if you can understand me. It's like, I mean, rehearsing, I don't feel my oath when I'm, like, rehearsing as a boy. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't want it. Yeah. I have to have, like, or the wig or something so I can feel my oath. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could not go with my full beard looking at myself in the mirror. I mean, you know, like a boy, I don't feel myself. So I was scared that, I don't know, the the queens would start like talking. I said, "Oh my gosh, she's a man. She don't feel her older."
I'm dead. You know, I really enjoyed during this whole choreography scene is watching Trinity K. Bonet just absolutely kill it. Like, watching her dance is so amazing. While watching Jan pick up the choreography was also super incredible. Yeah. There's just something about doing the choreo in front of the other competitors that's, like, so funny. Because they're all watching you being like, bitch, there's just, like, at the time when you do All-Stars, like, we know who's going to be good at this kind of challenge. And we know who's going to be good at a comedy challenge. And we know who's going to be good at a singing challenge. Like,
and I will be good in all of it. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, because you're good at everything and they couldn't handle you.
I mean, I'm kind of burst at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to do everything. But you see the difference between Trinity and Lady Gaga's choreo. Like,
not Trinity.
And Lady Gaga, exactly. Jan and Trinity. Because the choreographer knows about Beyonce dance and Lady Gaga dance, not Belly dancing. Understand what I'm saying? Like, next time I would love to have you as a choreographer. I want to learn that, like, the ballet classes that you do, that you feel your oats and then you go on your knees. That would be sickening, though.
I am dead because I know exactly what episode you're talking about. Because I should have won the Nutsmacker Challenge in Canada's Drag Race.
Right?
As per Yara Sofia. Thank you, Yara.
I mean, you took it literally. And that's what it was for.
You know what? They can't handle us. They can't handle us in the competition, hon. They can't handle us. When you were watching the rehearsals, who did you think was going to do the best?
Well, Trinity. Hands down. I mean, yeah, Trinity. Jan too.
So you kind of knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
So now it's time for the Hall of Fame halftime show. Now, watching your performance back for the first time, what was your reaction?
It was weird. And I'm going to explain why. Because I don't know if you noticed, the queens that were in the bottom are the queens that perform in the same stage. The stage I perform, only Akira and me perform. And I don't know if Akira felt the same, but it was so high. I'm not saying it was a setup. It was probably luck. But it was so high that I even felt vertigo. Like, and I don't know if you can see it. I mean, I don't know if you can see it, but it was really high that the camera is, like, from down. You know what I'm saying?
So you felt uncomfortable.
Oh, exactly. Because the other girls were performing, like, on the floor, ground, and then Sonique and Pandora performing, and Madonna Eureka performing the little circle, which was like 2 feet high, and then we performing like 8 feet.
Yeah, you were performing up high at the top of the whatever building.
Yeah.
Were you scared you were gonna fall off the box?
No, but I was scared they're not gonna film my best, because you know when you take a picture or selfie with a fan, the first thing you do, you raise the camera,
raise the camera. The camera was shooting.
You raise the camera. You know what I'm saying? You cannot take an angle from down. So I was thinking in that, and then I was thinking it was really high, and then I also think that I was barefoot, and then I was thinking, oh, they're not gonna get it. I mean, I don't know if they're fans of Shakira. Shakira never wear heels. Really rare.
Yeah, no, Shakira likes to perform barefoot, yeah.
And for belly dancing purposes,
It's
because of the body, you have to perform barefoot. It's recommended because it's like a wave of, you look like a, I mean, you're trying to be like a snake, literally.
Well, maybe Jamal Sims is out of a job. Maybe you're the next choreographer of All Stars.
No, I am not. You are.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I could be the vice president. Of the choreography company.
We're going to take a quick break. Let's just call it like our own little halftime show. Enjoy. You are waiting to find out who wins this week.
Yes.
They give Jan the win, which is incredible because she truly was incredible. I love you, Jan, very much. But everybody is talking about Trinity K. Bonet's performance.
You know what? I mean, you think Drag Race... I mean, RuPaul was not there, so probably you have an idea how, I mean, here it works with RuPaul, but RuPaul is the person, like, well, some people say, like, she wants to get in your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, the first week, Jan won. I mean, for me, I thought she was winning. But what's the song about? The song is about, the song that Jan sang was about she being mad or disagreeing that she was safe in her season. And you know what's going to happen? You know what RuPaul is going to do? She's going to let you save. She's gonna,
right.
She's going to say, you're safe. You understand what I'm saying?
It's like you make your own narrative by what you come in and you
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Oh, you're mad because you were safe. Guess what? You're safe.
You're safe then.
So I think kind of, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm just wondering. They give it to Jan, even though I think it was either of them, but I thought Trinity was winning. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Also, the runway look, Jan looked way more polished and sickening.
Do you think that if Trinity won, Trinity would have kept you?
I really don't know. I think she's the... I don't know. Well, I'm good with Trinity, but I don't know if she holds grudges, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I mean...
Do you hold grudges?
No, I am not. I don't. I was so happy when she won the Fix-It Bitch commercial because she deserved it. And they didn't show it that much, but we were celebrating her before the other girls came to the on top. So, yeah, we celebrate her. I mean, I'm happy for her. I picked her lipstick the first week because, I thought Serena was bad, just like Trinity, but Serena looked better. In my eyes, you know? And Trinity is gorgeous, but that's just my opinion. I mean,
we have to trust your eyes. We have to trust in your eyes, honey.
Yeah. But then after that, I think I don't hold grudges. People say, like, she was holding grudges for the second week when she picked my lipstick. So I really don't know if she would have kept me or not.
Right. So let me ask you this. Let's talk about the runways, honey. The frill of it all. Now, talk to me about your look.
Well, I don't understand the word frills. I know what it is now, but it was a miscommunication because it was on my end, you know? I asked production because you have to send the looks like sometimes to pre-approve, whatever. So I always ask them and say, "Are French's frail?" And they say yes. But then I learned that when I was there that not the beaded with the bead, it can be frail if it's like the fabric French's. You know, like it's like a trim, like they use it for curtains. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
That they use it like for the Victorians and curtains, and it's like little tangly shit. Dangly, whatever.
Like,
you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's like the trim, more structured French. So I thought beaded French will be frill. So it was on my end.
So you fucked up. You fucked up.
Yeah, but I think I like the look and I enjoy it and I really want to do it. So
now that you obviously prepped for the entire season.
Yeah.
What look of yours are we not going to see that you wish we got to?
Well, I honestly... Well, all the looks were sickening. I mean, I think. I mean, all of them. I I don't know. I cannot say the themes, like, or whatever.
No, well, yeah, you can't...
No, I'm not going to say it, so that's what I'm saying. So I cannot say, like, oh, I like this one, and they haven't aired yet. But I was looking for Snatch Game, because I was doing LaToya Jackson.
Oh!
Yeah, and I was so excited because LaToya Jackson has been in Drag Race, I think, the most time besides Michelle and Santino and, you know, the resident judges.
Yeah.
But
LaToya Jackson loves Drag Race.
Yeah, and it's, like, so easy to do. Not easy, but it's, like, she has... oh, my God, I'm a runway in there. Like, she is so, like, I was so waiting for that.
Well, you know what? We all know that Miss Latoya Jackson is listening to this very endearing, amazing podcast right now. So if you want to send her a message, now's your chance.
Well, Latoya Jackson, I'm sorry I couldn't do you, but you can invite me to your house and we're going to have a tea party and we're going to kiki and I could do you and you can do me.
Like sexually?
I mean, no, why your mind is so corrupted when you are a TV personality for kids?
I know, I'm corrupt, honey. Drag Race has corrupted me. It's changed me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Let's talk about the lip sync. We have Jan versus Jessica Wilde. Now, Jessica is your sister, so how disappointed were you that the queens chose your lip sync?
I mean...
Lipstick, as a lipstick. Lipstick.
Honestly, before going into the competition, I knew Jessica was lip syncing assassin. So, I mean, I live with her. We're best friends. So it would be impossible for her or for me not to know, you know? I was getting ready. I was staying in her house in LA. I mean, I was doing many stuff, like many outfits. I was doing it in her house. Right. As I see her getting ready for that. I mean, she never told me, but I mean, I mean, it's obvious. I was like, oh, this bitch is doing costume? New costume? Where's she going? It weren't COVID. There's no show. Even the shows that she did virtually, she would not have a costume made. And then she didn't want to tell me. So I knew she was a lip-sync assassin. So I said, I went to my head again, and it was like, oh, my God. That's why I was so, like shook. Because I was like, can you imagine Jessica said, not directly, but she has to say the name, which is like, she's my best friend. So, yeah, it was frustrating when I saw Jessica Wilde.
Why do you think they all voted for you?
Because I didn't plead my case. They didn't understand what I tried to say when I didn't want to plead my case. It's not about that. It's just like, I'm not going to tell you how good I am when you know. Like, I mean, I'm not going to be like kissing your ass just to say my lipstick. Well, I think I was wrong. I guess if I ever do an All-Stars or whatever, or whoever is listening right now and do All-Stars, you got to play it. You got to plead your case. And if you have to be fake and kiss somebody's ass, you do it for it.
You got to do what you got to do, honey.
Yeah. So you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be, oh, my God, Priyanka, we're good friends. Like, so I feel like if I say that, I feel fake. I mean, I miss the part that it's like, you got to do it because you got to fight.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to fight for your right to party, honey.
And honestly, I thought they were both, like they were saying they were both. And the track record, I was better than the Akira. I mean, she looked amazing that night. But I was in the top twice. I won the first week. She was in the bottom second week. Third week and the fourth week.
Uh-huh. Well, Yara, Sophia, this has been a slice, and I'm so sorry that you had to leave All-Star 6. But now, we found out that there's a game inside a game. So what can you tease about what's to come?
This All-Star, I think, I mean, it's not... You know, sometimes when you do a season... Well, I have done three. But, for example, for All-Stars 1, we always say, oh my God, this is the best season ever. You know, we have to give promo to the show. I'm not lying. This All-Star 6, it is sickening. Cast-wise, budget-wise, it's like sickening.
It's sickening. Well, I cannot wait to play this game within a game. I think it's going to be so incredible when we finally find out what the hell is happening. Because every time at the ending of each episode, I'm always like, someone tell me something, please.
I mean, no, but the thing is, like, but have you watched? It's like, people are going crazy. It's like, oh, my God. And then these lip sync assassins, they came and they were not playing. All of them have won. All of them.
Yeah.
Coco, Brooklyn Heights, La Ganja, and Jessica.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because it was a tie. So literally, both won.
Who's going to win again? We'll see. We're going to tune in to find out next week. I'm so excited to watch it. Yara, Sophia, thank you so much for joining us here. Did you have fun with me, Priyanka, the winner of Canada's Drag Race?
Yeah, you are lovely. I love you so much. Thank you for representing, you know, the Caribbean. You know, you're from the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
So I'm from the Caribbean. And, you know, the Caribbean is better than the Pacific.
Oh, well, that's what I heard.
Well, thank you so much. I love you so much. And I hope to see you soon and meet you and have fun and do ballet and belly dancing and...
And just have fun. Also, for you listeners, thank you so much for listening. I had so much fun with you awesome people. If you haven't watched Drag Race España, head over to WOW Presents Plus right now. People are saying that it is also, like All Star 6, the most iconic season of Drag Race. Also, Drag Race Holland Season 2 is right around the corner. We just got the premiere date, and Drag Race Holland will return for Season 2 on August 6th. Also, we have a special offer. Check out our World of Wonder store at store.worldofwonder.com for all things RuPaul's Drag Race and get your merch. You can save 10% off with the code Drag Race Podcast. You have been listening to the official RuPaul's Drag Race Podcast that is up on the WOW Podcast Network every single Wednesday, and you can also listen to us everywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts. Yara Sofia, where can people find you?
Well, they can find me in yarasofia.com and Instagram or Twitter, which is at Yara Sofia PR. Thank you so much, and go check and give this queen a S dollar and buy my merch. And I have cute teeth and like pants and bags and fans. So thank you for the support. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye everyone. This has been a World of Wonder production.